everybody. Welcome to the Spillers After Show podcast. This episode is David Nickel reading his original short story, Wings, at Spillers number 3 on February 1st, 2016. Enjoy. Our next Spiller tonight, I'm not quite sure what to make of this guy. Honestly, he's one of those three-name people, but he never uses one of the names. So I'll tell you right now, his name is James David Nickel. You can call him David, okay? Because I do. He was born and raised in Scotland, so he's Scottish. He's also a very funny guy, and he expertly weaves comedic elements into his short fiction and his longer fiction. Speaking of which, he is just about to finish a three-series novel, a novel trilogy, if you will. It's the Mac and June series. The first two are available on Amazon, so please check those out if you have a chance. And he's here tonight to read his original short story, Wings. Everybody, James David Nickel. Come on, David.
Wings. Archie pushed open the door and took a step inside, puffing from the exertion. The door closed behind him. Even removing his sunglasses didn't help him to see. The bar was dark, especially so since he'd just come in from the dazzling brightness and heat of a summer's day in Phoenix. He stood still for a minute, waiting for his irises to dilate enough so that he could navigate his way to the bar. At the moment, though, all he could see were beat-up, illuminated beer signs. The As You Wish Tavern had been standing a little way back off of 12th Street, just south of Camelback Road, for almost four decades now. Archie didn't need to know that the walls were painted a shade reminiscent of diarrhea, their lower halves clad in sheets of simulated wood grain, that the naugahyde-covered bar stools were ripped with their guts puffing out like foam hernias. A long bar bisected the establishment, beer drinkers to the right, pool players to the left. It bore many nicks, scratches, and dents, was an aged, varnished deep brown. The top surface comprised a once clear resin about 3 inches deep, fuzzy from years of use. Embedded in the plastic, like prehistoric insects trapped in amber, were hundreds of bottle caps and beer mats cataloging a selection of ales, pilsners, and porters from around the world. As Archie had found out on his first visit to the bar, known to its regulars as The Wish, short for Wish I Was Somewhere Else, they served only the usual gassy American beers from the giant conglomerates. They would serve Guinness on St. Paddy's Day and the occasional Heineken to any partying sophisticates who'd wandered in by mistake, but that was the extent of their concession to global brewing. None of that bothered Big Archie. He came to the Wish for one thing and one thing only. Wings. Buffalo wings, to be precise. The chef, an optimistic title for a man who mostly dropped frozen items into a deep fryer, was Ronaldo. But his homemade wing sauce was delectable. The wings were always done to a T, crispy, but never to the point that the chicken meat became dry and tough. Large, too, not like those little puny ones that were all bone and skin. Archie had no problem driving the 10 miles from his office to eat a dozen, sometimes 18, of Ronaldo's wings. He didn't go every week. It was a treat to be relished. That, and his doctor's warning to lose weight or die, meant that he limited his wing bash to 2, sometimes 3 times a month. It's the king of wings. How you doing? Archie's eyes had now adjusted to the point that he could see the usual diehards sitting at the bar. Snake, the ponytailed Vietnam veteran, who looked like he weighed about 140 soaking wet, had turned on his bar stool to greet him. Archie reckoned Snake would be a good man to have on your side in a fight. He wore a ball cap with Da Nang on the front, bell-bottom jeans and a T-shirt emblazoned with a cartoon caricature of a 69 Chevelle SS being driven by a large cigar-smoking rat. Snake, Reggie, Tom, I'm good. Archie stepped forward to greet the barflies. Where's the world's dumbest bartender? Right here, growled Lance, his head and huge frame rising up from behind the bar top with wet glasses in his hands. You're going the right way to get 86 from this establishment, with a complimentary broken nose. Back in the late 70s, Lance had played defensive tackle for the ASU Sun Devils. He lasted a glorious 3 games before being permanently benched for repeated unsportsmanlike behavior. That and being caught with an ounce of cocaine and the coach's wife in an extremely compromising situation was the final nail in the coffin of his football career. Sorry, Lance, I was just kidding. Yeah, well, next time I'll kick your ass, then throw you out. Old Tom, who had his Social Security check sent directly to the bar, put down his beer for a second. What? Your back's so fucked up, you'd have to hire somebody to kick his ass. Oh, wait, maybe if you fell on him. This jam elicited peals of laughter from the 3 men at the bar and a cartoonish scowl from Lance. Old Tom's laughter evolved into a paroxysm of coughing. His face turned a deep purple, and he pointed a finger towards the rear of his torso with some urgency. At 2 packs a day, man, Tom's face returned to its normal florid hue after Reggie had slapped him on the back a few times. He gave a viscous bark that sounded like a simmering beef stew was coming up his windpipe. Tilting his head back and inhaling through his nose, he turned to the side. Lance smacked him on the arm with a once transparent plastic pitcher. Don't you fucking dare hawk that oyster onto the floor. You'll crack the goddamn tile. He pointed. Restroom. Jesus. While Tom, nostrils whistling, walked away to the facilities, Snake and Reggie returned to the old black and white TV movie on the greasy TV behind the bar. What are you watching, fellas? Archie said as he hauled his beach ball body onto the bar stool. Rebecca, Reggie said, concentrating on the screen. Almost over. Turns out, the rich dude's dead wife was a bit of a slut, and there's a housekeeper who'd freeze your nuts off with just a look. Reggie was the youngest of the 3, and as rumor had it, the grandson of a former Supreme Court judge. Living off an allowance that kept him in beer money and out of embarrassing run-ins with the law, he lived close by in a nice condo, courtesy of Grandpa. Yeah, Snake spoke up. And there's another guy, him, he pointed. A real smarmy dude who's trying to blackmail the husband even though her death was an accident. Lance cocked his head. Hey, Siskel and Ebert, if one of you wasters doesn't order something real soon, the balcony will be closed. Archie gave the grumpy bartender his most hopeful smile. I'm ready to place my order, Lance. Balcony's closed. That's a good one. Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Did you say something? I said I'm ready to place my order. Of course. Something to drink first? Perhaps an aperitif? Iced tea, please. Oh, big spender. Guess I can hang on my bar towel for the day. I do want to order food as well. Lance's face broke into a rare smile. Ooh, yeah, I know what you want. A plate piled high with crispy chicken wings, hot out of the fryer, with the steamy buffalo sauce wafting up your nostrils, nipping at your eyes. That's right. Archie could taste them already. And maybe, Lance leaned closer, his upper body almost halfway across the bar, an order of shoestring fries, glistening in the light, crunchy on the outside, fluffy on the inside, a little sprinkle of salt on top. Heaven, eh? Archie's mouth was now watering. Yes, yes, tell Ronaldo to work his magic. I'll take 18 today, please. Fries, too. Damn the torpedoes. Full speed ahead. Lance leaned even closer, the smile on his face now decidedly satanic. Certainly, sir. He turned his head and bellowed down the bar toward the kitchen. Ronaldo, order! Archie flinched. There was silence, apart from George Sanders' oily aristocratic voice on the TV. Ronaldo's head didn't pop around the corner as it usually did. Lance turned back to Archie, his eyes sparkling with delight. Oh, that's right. I keep forgetting. Forgetting what? No mas Ronaldo. No more Ronaldo. Archie was worried for a second, but comforted himself with the knowledge that a wing's a wing. You fling them in the deep fryer, splash on some sauce, and they're still going to be great. Did the feds send him back to Mexico? Nope. The new owner fired him, brought in his own cook, his niece, Saffron. Nice girl. So, can she do wings? If you like them made out of tofu with sweet potato fries. Archie's face scrunched up like a baby about to bawl. Tears rolling down his chubby cheeks, he wriggled off the stool and waddled toward the door. "Hey!" Lance shouted after him. "Where you going? I ain't told you about the vegan cheesecake yet."
That was David Nickel reading his short story, Wings, at Spillers No. 3 at Crescent Ballroom on February 1st, 2016. For more Spillers After Show podcast episodes, please go to spillersaftershow.com. For more information on Spillers, Phoenix, Arizona's premier short fiction storytelling event, go to spillers.net.